The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Or just a rainy day.
Be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter was in one heck of a mess recently, and all because of a simple life insurance policy. The events leading up to the mess began quite quietly one evening in the Dutton living room. Janie was out of the movies, Jessie was knitting, and Dexter and Ashley were reading separate parts of the evening newspaper. Ashley was looking at the stock market reports, while his father was studying the comic strips.
Gee, Mum, I wish we had shares in Batty's Breweries. They've gone up 19 shillings in the last fortnight.
How interesting.
Something interesting in your section of the paper, dear?
Yes, Jessie. Katie Kangaroo's knocking on Billy Bear's door with a tail.
How amusing.
Now, would you boys like to give me a little attention for a moment? I have something important to say.
Consolidated Electric's down 9 pence.
Ashley, your mother has something important to say.
Hmm? Oh, sorry.
Well, it's not that important, but it concerns Mother.
Yeah. Mother! Jessie, if she's coming here for another visit, I'm definitely joining the Foreign Legion.
Dad, can I come as your mascot?
Well, that's lovely, isn't it? Well, as it happens, Mother's not coming here.
She's... Oh, well, that's different. How is the dear sweet thing?
Quite well, thank you. But she wants Janie and me to spend next weekend with her. Do you mind?
Well, no, not at all. I think that'd be nice for you. Three girls having a pleasant weekend chatting together. Well, one chatting and two listening.
Well, the change will be good for you and Compost, Mum. Dad and I will batch like we did once before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you won't. I'm not coming home to that again. It took me a whole week to get the house looking normal. Now, batching is out.
But, Jessie, what do you expect us to do? Book into a hotel?
That won't be necessary. You're staying next door with the Wilmots.
With the Wilmots?
With the Wilmots?
Well, I didn't say with the gummy sharks. Clara insists that you spend the weekend with her and Kimberly.
Oh, that's just dandy. Monday to Friday with KG on my back, and now Saturday and Sunday with him on my back and Clara on his back.
Yeah, the weight of both of them might crush Dad to death.
Yes! Yes, KG, I'm here. It's embarrassing for me in front of the staff to be yelled at like that. If you were in America, you could enter the hog-calling contest.
Oh, stop being temperamental. I understand you and Ashley are going to move in with me for the weekend.
That's right, but it's not my idea. It was cooked up by our wives.
Yeah, but there's been a slight change of plans. Clara now has to visit a sick aunt. It looks like Saturday and Sunday we're going to be just three men together.
Oh. Well, in that case, why not batch at my place instead of yours?
No, Clara insists you and Ashley stay with me. And she's arranged for a woman to come in and cook our meals.
Oh, that's unnecessary. I'm quite a competent cook. Remember the last meal I cooked for us all?
Remember it? My stomach will never forget us.
Well, it wasn't bad spaghetti. It was only that I thought the direction said boil for an hour and 20 minutes instead of just 20 minutes.
Dexter, let's leave the plans the way they are. Mrs. Donald is coming in both days to do for us.
Well, it's most unnecessary.
That is a matter of opinion. It's better her doing for us than you doing us all in cold. However, let's forget the weekend and discuss something more important. Put your signature there on that paper.
My signature? Well, what is it? What am I signing?
If you must be a sticky beak, it's an insurance policy for £10,000 on your life, naming me as beneficiary.
You're joking, of course.
Certainly not. I've signed this other policy here for the same amount on my life, nominating you as beneficiary.
I don't get it. Who's paying for all this?
The firm, of course. Dexter, it's often done nowadays in a partnership. You and I are partners in this firm. And, as a safeguard, we'll have each other's lives well insured.
A safeguard? If I sign this, I won't feel safe with you from now on.
Oh, what utter nonsense. Every partnership should have this arrangement. If I die, you'll be compensated with £10,000.
Well, tenpence would be enough for that.
Don't try to be smart. If you're the first to meet with an accident or die, I'll be the one to benefit. It's elementary.
It's also gruesome.
Go on, sign.
Well, are you sure you've signed your policy?
Yes, it's right there in front of you. When you sign yours, they both go back to our solicitors for safekeeping.
All right, I'll sign. But somehow I have a feeling I'm signing my own death warrant.
Apparently, Dexter thinks putting his signature on a piece of paper could have a big influence on his life. And if that paper were a Commonwealth Savings Bank new account form, I'd say he was right. The people who open accounts in the Commonwealth Savings Bank are taking the first step along the road to happiness. The real purpose of saving in the Commonwealth Savings Bank is to give you peace of mind and enable you to enjoy a richer, fuller life. If you spend your money as you get it, you never save enough to buy the worthwhile things of life. Your money just dwindles away and you've nothing to show for it. So I do suggest, go along next payday and open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. Start saving for the good things of life, and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Ashley, I think it's time you were in bed. Your sister's already gone.
Oh, gee, Mum, it's Friday night and no school tomorrow. Can't I stay up another half hour?
All right, but no more. And please remember what I told you about being a good boy over the weekend while I'm away. That goes for you too, Dexter. Dexter!
What's that, Jessie?
Oh, for goodness sake, what's wrong with you tonight? You're all jumpy like you're scared of something.
Yeah, so I am. I'm scared of what I did today, putting my signature on that paper. Signing my life away to K.G. Wilmot.
Oh, Dexter, you're acting like a little baby. Kimberly's done a wonderful thing organizing those insurance policies. You're going on as if you think he's a potential murderer. Well, surely you realize Kimberly's your friend.
Many a friendship's been put aside for less than 10,000 smackers.
You keep out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum, but I can't help thinking of a book I read a few weeks ago. The plot started off just like this.
Just like what?
Well, like what's happening now, what's happened at your office. Ooh, it was a ghastly book.
Penny Dreadful Rubbish.
Ashley, what was the name of this book?
The Vanishing Partner.
Vanishing Partner? Oh, did it have to do with insurance policies?
Sure. The senior partner convinced the junior partner to take out a life insurance policy, making the senior partner the beneficent chips, or whatever it is.
The beneficiary.
Oh, yeah, the beneficiary. And then he planned very carefully to have his junior partner knocked off so it would look like an accident.
Ashley, will you please go to bed?
No, Jesse, I want to hear more of this. How did he commit the murder and make it look like an accident?
He put a special poison in his friend's coffee.
Oh.
It was a poison that can't be traced in the body, but it causes death, which looks like heart failure.
Oh, that's what I'm almost having now, Jesse, heart failure.
Well, if you ask me, you're both having brain failure. Oh, Dexter, I'm ashamed of you for having such thoughts about Kimberly.
Jesse, if I don't have thoughts about him now, I might never have thoughts about anything.
Mind you, Dad, there's one thing different about you and Mr. Wilmot and what happened in the book.
Yeah?
The senior partner in the book only arranged a policy on his friend's life. He didn't take out one for his friend on his own life.
Oh, I see. Well, that does make a difference, doesn't it? I guess I've been having stupid thoughts about KG for no reason at all.
You certainly have.
I don't agree with that.
You don't?
No, you see, that's how the criminal in the book was caught. The police couldn't understand why he was to benefit from his partner's death while there was no policy on his own life.
Yeah, but KG has arranged the two policies. Why would he take out one to benefit me?
Elementary, my dear Watson, to throw suspicion away from himself. Yeah, I reckon Mr. Wilmot's read the book.
Look, this ridiculous farce has gone far enough. I won't hear another word of such utter drivel. Ashley, you go straight to bed as soon as you've put out the milk bottles.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, Dexter, I'm ashamed of you. In front of your son, showing fear of your partner and best friend.
Well, Jesse, I'm just being logical and careful. I wouldn't say I was showing fear. No one can say I'm actually afraid of anything.
Then why are your hands shaking? You're as nervous as a kitten.
I am novice. I'm not nervous. I haven't got a nerve in my body. My hands are as steady as...
Coming. Oh, good morning, Jesse. I thought it was Dexter and Ashley arriving for the weekend.
Oh, they'll be in shortly. I'm just off to catch the train with Janie. Has Clara left yet?
Yeah, she left a few minutes ago in a mad rush.
Oh.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, yes, Kimberly. It's you I really want to see. Would you put this little bottle of tablets in your pocket and do me a favor?
Certainly. What are they?
Vitamin tablets. You see, 6 months ago, the doctor said Dexter must take one 3 times a day. He always forgets, so I've made a habit of putting one in his tea at each meal. He doesn't know I do it.
I catch on. If he knew, he wouldn't drink his tea. Leave it to me, Jesse. I'll do it personally when he's not looking.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kimberly, and don't take any cheek from that son of mine. Coming, Janie. Oh, looks like Janie's hailed a taxi. I'd better go.
Have a pleasant weekend, and don't worry about your two boys. I'll look after them, with Mrs. Donald's help.
Well, Dad, the women have gone, and here we are.
Yeah, they've gone, and here we are. The trouble is, we can't stay here. We've got to move in next door with...
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the... Don't. You know, I think your mother was right, son. We've been over-dramatizing the situation. I mean, KG's my partner and a good friend in his nasty sort of way.
Dad, I know we've got to go into Mr. Wilmot's place before lunch, but let's not be foolhardy about it. You've got to be on your guard every minute.
Ashley, look, I'll have no more of this talk. What reason would KG have to kill me?
He's got 10,000 reasons.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't do it. I'm just sure he wouldn't do it.
How can you be sure? Didn't I hear you once say Wilmot would murder his own grandmother for sixpence?
Well, that was only a figure of speech. And I'm not his grandmother.
I know, but the prize isn't sixpence, it's 10 grand.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, look, I'm not saying it's going to happen or it's not going to happen, but you've got to be careful. Take no chances.
I know, that's understood. You and I'll stick close together all weekend and watch every move KG makes. At least we know there's a woman coming in to do the cooking, so he won't be preparing any food.
But we've got to watch out he doesn't get near the food after it's served. You know, Dad, there's one happy thought about this situation. I mean, you know, it's an ill wind and all that.
What are you talking about?
Well, supposing Mr. Wilmot does murder you and he's hung for it. Mum and Mrs. Wilmot and us kids collect 20,000 between us. Mr. Wilmot, what time would you like me to serve lunch today?
Whenever you please, Mrs. Donald. Mr. Dutton and Ashley should be here any time. I thought they'd come in earlier than this.
Okay, I'll dish it up about 1:30. By the way, there's something you should know about one of your PowerPoints in the kitchen.
Oh, don't tell me it's throwing out sparks again.
Sure is when you switch it on. I can get by without using it for lunch, but I'll need it for this afternoon. I'm terrified to touch it, in case I get electrocuted.
Yes, well, we'd better do something about it. I'll phone the electrician later and have him come over.
Thank you. Oh, well, I'll get on with preparing the lunch.
It's all right, Mrs. Donald, I'll get it.
Good morning, KG.
Good morning, Mr. Wilmot.
And about time, too. It's nearly lunchtime. I thought you were coming in to spend the whole weekend. Well, don't stand there. Come in. You're not going to a funeral.
We hope not.
Come through and put your things in the spare room.
Thank you. Tell me, KG, will Ashley and I be sharing the same room?
Yes, if that's all right with you.
Oh, that's fine. Just fine.
Be careful when you step on the...
Oh, gee, Dad! Dad, are you hurt, Dad?
I'm terribly sorry, Dexter. Let me help you up.
Oh.
I polished this floor for Clara last night, and I accidentally polished under the rug.
You polished under this rug?
Yes, I was just about to tell you before you slipped.
You were just about to tell me while I was slipping. So you polished the floor yourself last night.
That's right. First time I've done it in years.
First time in years. And you choose last night, the night before I'm expected. I notice you made me lead the way just now.
Dexter, I don't know what you're insinuating, but I'm not sure I like it. Are you inferring I wanted to get a laugh from you slipping over?
It's quite possible you expected to get more than a laugh. Much more.
Ashley, I'm not going to have a fight with your father. Take him into the spare room and make him lie down for a while. I think the fall's affected his head.
Maybe my head is a lot clearer than it's ever been. Maybe I'm not as dumb as you believe.
What is your father talking about? Dexter, I'm sorry you didn't fall a bit harder. I might have been 10,000 better off.
Come and get it. Lunch is on the table, gents.
Oh, boy, I'm starved.
We're coming, Mrs. Donald. Feeling all right now, Dexter?
I guess so.
Would you rather stay in this comfortable chair and I'll bring in your lunch on a tray?
No, I'll come with you. Let's all go together.
I'll just go ahead and see what we're having.
No, you don't, no. Look, we'll all go into the dining room together like one big happy family.
Yeah, come on, the three musketeers, one for all and all for one.
Oh, brother.
Well, which is my place? Where do I sit?
Sit where you like. I think you should be sitting in a psychiatrist's office.
Well, I thought if you sat here, Mr. Dutton, and Ashley next to you, with Mr. Wilmot at the head of the table.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Donald. Aren't you going to eat with us?
Oh, no. I'll have mine in the kitchen, thank you.
Oh, boy, this looks massive. Steak and kidney on toast. Shall I bring in a pot of tea now, Mr. Wilmot?
Yes, please, if you would.
Well, the kettle's boiling, and it won't take a minute.
Dexter, Ashley... Look at that queer-looking bird in the tree outside the window behind you.
Gee, where?
What bird? I can't. I don't see any bird.
Too late. He flew off.
He must have flown off quick. KG, what are you doing?
Oh, me? I'm pouring milk into the cup so Mrs. Donald can pour the tea as soon as she comes back in. Well, let's start eating before it gets cold.
Dad, I saw it. He dropped a tablet into the blue cup.
Here
we are, gents. Nothing like a nice hot cuppa. Do you all take milk?
Yes, I've already put milk in the three cups.
Now, who wants the first cup?
It's all right, Mrs. Donald. I'll hand them round. You go and have your lunch.
Oh, thank you. Just call out if there's anything you want.
Here, Dexter, this is the best cup for the elder guest.
If you don't mind, I can never drink from a blue cup. It's my unlucky colour.
You don't say. But I particularly want you to have this cup.
I'll bet. I'll bet I have bad luck if I touch it. I can't stand anything blue.
Ashley, your father must have got a very nasty bump when he fell.
Look, could I make the choice? I'll have the pink one, Ashley will have the yellow cup, and you have the blue one.
No, thanks. I wouldn't enjoy the flavour from that cup.
You... Uh-huh. So, you admit it. KG, you might as well know that Ashley saw you. He distinctly saw you sneak a tablet into my cup.
Well, I did too, Mr. Wilmot.
Okay, so I wasn't quick enough. At least I tried. And I can't be hung for trying, can I?
That is a matter of opinion.
At this moment, Dexter's wishing he was anywhere but in KG's house. And wishing for things is a habit quite a lot of people have these days. You hear people say, I wish I had a car, or I wish I could afford a long holiday, or I wish I could buy new furniture. And that reminds me of that Commonwealth Savings Bank slogan, it's easy to wish, but it's surer to save. And that is very true. You can keep on wishing forever and get nothing. But by saving steadily in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, you can soon get the money to buy what you're wishing for. The people you see enjoying the good things of life are not those who wished for them. They are the people who saved for them. So stop wishing and start saving. Open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account next payday, and from then on week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Joe, I must thank you very much for coming over and fixing this thing on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, it's all right. The electricians used to being called out at odd hours. I tell you, this PowerPoint was dangerous.
Yeah, I should have got round to it ages ago, but this weekend my wife's away and I've got a woman in to cook for me and a couple of friends. The woman was scared when she saw sparks flying this morning.
Don't blame her. Could have been electrocuted. Very few people realise there are dozens of ways to be electrocuted in the house.
Yeah, is that a fact? I know lots of accidents do happen.
Too many. I'll tell you some of the ways a man can accidentally die by electrocution. First of all, there's the piece of flex that's frayed and worn. A man decides to repair it without disconnecting the plug. Before you know...
Dad, where are you, Dad?
I'm here, son. I'm just trying to work out whether I should phone the police and have KG arrested or have a talk with him and give him a chance.
Dad, we've got to get away from this slaughterhouse. It was lucky just now I overheard Mr. Wilmot discussing murder plans with some friend in the kitchen.
Murder plans?
Yeah, by electrocution.
What?
They're still talking about them out there.
Oh, how can KG be so brazen about it? I'll go home and phone the police right now.
No. First of all, come and hear this conversation. It'll be good evidence.
All right, but don't make a sound. Creep on tiptoe.
And that's one of the easiest ways he gets himself killed. It's so quick. He's out cold before he can take his hand away.
Oh!
There, you see what I mean, Dad?
Tell me, Joe, can a man be electrocuted in a bathtub?
Only one way. You see, water's a great conductor of electricity. And if an electric radiator was accidentally dropped into the water, the man would be killed in a bath of electrical currents.
Oh, the fiends!
You could almost say be stewed.
That's right. He'd be gone.
Dad, if we hadn't heard this, you might have taken a bath.
Well, no, I'd better let you go. I don't want to waste your Saturday afternoon.
I'll see you again. Next time.
Bye. And thanks a million.
Come on, son. We'll go into our place and lock ourselves in. I'll phone your mother to come home. She'll know what we'd do. Oh, that Jekyll and Hyde.
Dexter, I don't want to hear anything about it till Kimberly gets here. I've phoned him and he's coming straight over.
Mum, we're not kidding, you know.
Locking yourself in the house because Kimberly's trying to murder you. It's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard.
Well, you just wait till you hear KG try to deny the evidence. What did he say when you rang?
He said Ashley's been acting like he was mental and you've been acting like you were more mental than usual.
I'm here, Jesse. May I come in?
Oh, please do, Kimberly. My husband and son have some distorted notion that you were trying to commit murder.
I beg your pardon.
It's no good denying it, KG. You even admitted putting a tablet in my cup of tea.
A tablet? I put in one of the tablets Jesse gave me. I'm afraid I was caught doing that, but what's it got to do with murder?
Oh, Dexter.
What?
I gave Kimberly your vitamin tablets to make sure you'd have them. I've been sneaking them into your tea for months.
Vitamin tablets?
Vitamin tablets?
Here's the bottle, Jesse.
Oh, Dexter,
Wait a moment, just a minute. Katie, how about the conversation we overheard? Ashley and I overheard you and some accomplice planning to electrocute me in the bath.
Jesse, he has gone loco. You Alec. You heard Joe Herbert, the electrician, telling me a dozen different ways a man can be killed in his own home if he's not careful.
Yeah.
Joe came to fix the power plug in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness me. Claire has often told me about that PowerPoint.
Well, gee, Dad,
Let me get this straight. Am I to understand you two bird brains actually believed I was trying to kill you?
Not kill both of us, only me, for the insurance money.
Christopher Columbus.
Oh, heck, you should both be thoroughly ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, but I... Oh, KG, I don't know how I could have believed such a thing. It all seems so ridiculous now you've explained it.
Ridiculous is an understatement.
I just don't know what to say. Goodness, when I consider it, I mean, you wanting to murder me for a measly £10,000, it's preposterous.
It might have been this afternoon, but right now I'll do it for nothing. Jesse, hand me that carving knife.
Willingly.
Put that down, Katie. Put it down.
Please don't go, Mr. Wilmot.
Well, I don't know how far Dexter will run, but I do know that he couldn't run anywhere in Australia without seeing an office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. In every district, in every state, there are Commonwealth Savings Bank offices giving you the best in savings bank service. Almost every post office is an agency of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, and there are thousands of other agencies and branches. In fact, there are over 7,000 offices of the Commonwealth. At any of these, you may open an account or transact saving bank business. From this, you can see that the Commonwealth Savings Bank provides service wherever people need it. You can see, too, why over 5 million people bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.